kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we do a hadith of a scene that occurs on the day of Qiyamah, when the questioning is taking place, how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be on that day also. So a person doesn't lose hope. So on one side we hear the ahadith of the fear and the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mete out to the disbelievers and those that committed oppression, etc. And on the other side we hear about the forgiveness and the mercy and the clemency, kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a mu'min is always one who has hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we don't deliberately do guna because we keep the punishment in front of us. But at the same time we don't lose hope because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us. So today's hadith, عن ابن عمر رضي الله عليه وسلم يقول يدنى المؤمن يوم القيامة من ربه حتى يضع كنفه عليه فيقرره بذنوبه فيقول أتعرف ذنب كذا أتعرف ذنب كذا فيقول ربي أعرف قال فإني قد سترتها عليك في الدنيا وأنا أغفرها لك اليوم فيعطى صحيفة حسناته متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that on the day of Qiyamah, a believer will be brought close to Allah Ta'ala so that he may place him under his mercy and protection. Sometimes the person goes to hospital, he'll find that the patient is there on the bed, and around the bed you've got a curtain. So when a nurse or doctor needs to work on the patient, and there are other people around, maybe the other patients in the room, what they do is they close that curtain off, so it becomes like a cordoned off area for the patient to get his privacy. Just for our understanding purposes, on the day of Qiyamah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call, bring a believer close, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him some type of privacy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the embarrassment of having his sins exposed in front of everyone. This is the mercy and clemency for a believer. Allah ta'ala doesn't want his sins also to be exposed in front of everyone. So how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it, that we don't know exactly how. But Allah ta'ala will cordon this person off with his mercy, with his kindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cordon it off. So now he gets a cordon private area. And this is what the hadith is speaking about. That he will be brought close to Allah ta'ala so that he may place him under his mercy, in his protection. Allah ta'ala will cordon this person off. And then what will happen? He will then make him confess to his sins by asking him, do you remember such and such a sin? أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا أَتَعْرِفُ Do you remember such and such a sin? Another hadith it comes, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا وَكَذَا فِي يَوْمِ كَذَا وَكَذَا Allah Ta'ala will give it to him, Allah Ta'ala will explain to him and tell him exactly what sin was committed, exactly which day it was committed. Like sometimes how you have it of a recording. The recording was at this time, and it was on this day, it was at this second, it is the recording that had taken place. Nowadays we see a CCTV, etc. They tell you exactly which time, which day, which second that thing had taken place. For example, an accident, you can see it exactly what time. So like this, a person will be told, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا وَكَذَا Do you remember this sin? So the person now will tell Allah Ta'ala that, Oh Allah, أَعْرِفُ I recognize, I confess that I did commit this sin. It is shown in front of him, almost like a video is played in front of this person. So he says, Rabbi A'arifu Allah, I acknowledge, I confess that I committed the sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then now will tell this person. After he confesses to everything, Allah ta'ala will tell this person, that satartuha alika fi dunya, wa ana aghfiruha laka al-yawm, that I hid your sins in the dunya. I didn't expose it to everyone. In the dunya when you committed the sins, I didn't expose your gunas to everyone. Today I will forgive you. This is the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. If he wished, he could have exposed all of gunas to everyone. Everyone could have come to know about our gunas. So many different ways Allah Ta'ala could have exposed our sins. Allah Ta'ala hid it, and on the day of Qiyamah, he's saying that in the dunya behind you, I hid your sins, I covered your sins. Today I will forgive you. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will say, I conceal them for you in this world, and I forgive you today. And he will then be given his book of good deeds. Then this person now will be given his book of good deeds. Imagine what an easy. Allah Ta'ala mentions in an ayat of the Quran, فَسُوفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا An easy reckoning will be taken from them, from him. Allah Ta'ala will give him an easy reckoning. So how lucky is that person whose reckoning is easy? Therefore one of the du'as we should make He said, oh Allah Ta'ala, make our reckoning very, very easy on the day of Qiyamah. So this is a very easy reckoning. One way to understand it is like a student that is doing an imtihan, an oral examination. Oral examination, the ustad calls the student and tells the student that whole year you've been good in class, whole year you're answering questions. Today I'm just going to pass you and I'm going to give you a report. How nice the student is. He was worried, he was scared. I don't know what the ustad is going to test me. So many pages in the kitab, I don't know where he's going to test me. And when he goes there, he tells him that today I'm going to grant you, you're without any testing, I'm going to make it easy for you. How happy that student feels. So like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, for some people inshallah, we must hope be from amongst them, that Allah ta'ala will just cover us with His mercy and forgive us. This, when a person looks at these type of ahadith, that how kind Allah ta'ala will be on the day of Qiyamah, and even that heavy day, difficult day, a day that will be very, very severe, as we did, the sun will be just above a person's head, but even for that day also, a person won't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you can see how kind, even on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, as we know today is Friday, we should increase. Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and come early for the Jummah salah. And also make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Get our families also to recite Suratul Kahf. Take advantage of the time before Maghrib salah. Ulama of the opinion that du'as are answered in this time. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.